In the day's other news, the top Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, again denied asking former President Trump to resign over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The House Minority Leader toured part of the Texas border today. Then he made his first on-camera comments about statements reported in a new book.
The reporter came to me the night before he released the book, and my understanding was he was saying that I asked President Trump to resign. No, I never did, and that's what I was answering. If you're asking now, did I tell my members that we're going to ask them if I told any of them that I said President Trump? The answer is no.
McCarthy had initially denied, saying that he would recommend Mr. Trump step down. But audio of a conversation recorded shortly after January the 6th shows him saying exactly that. Today, he dismissed those comments as a, quote, conversation about scenarios going forward, end quote. A New York State judge found former President Trump in contempt of court today for failing to turn over business records to state investigators. The judge fined him $10,000 a day until he complies. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James says that the Trump Organization has deliberately misstated its property's worth. Mr. Trump says that the probe is purely political. In China, officials announced mass COVID testing today for most of Beijing's 21 million residents. It is the latest example of the government's strict zero-tolerance policy. There were long lines today at grocery stores and panic buying of food and toilet paper. Many people said they are worried about a full-scale lockdown, but they are trying to stay calm.
There is definitely a certain degree of worry, because it will affect jobs and the overall efficiency. But I don't think it will develop as it has in Shanghai. From my point of view, it can be controlled.
China's largest city, Shanghai, has been mostly locked down for more than 2 weeks. Officials are now putting up metal barriers around residential buildings to let people come outside without leaving the premises. Tribal clashes in Sudan's Darfur region reached the regional capital today, killing at least 10 people in a new eruption of bloodshed. Weekend fighting between Arabs and non-Arabs in West Darfur state was the worst in 2 years, leaving more than 160 people dead. Sudan's military coup last October has destabilized the country and fed the rising violence. Recent clashes between Israel and the Palestinians have now spread to southern Lebanon. Israeli tanks fired at targets north of the border today to answer rocket fire into northern Israel. Lebanese villagers witnessed the exchange.
There were two rockets launched from down south. At around 2 a.m. or a little before that, Israel responded to the area where the launch took place. There were around 10 to 15 shells.
The border exchange follows Palestinian attacks inside Israel, lethal raids by Israeli forces in the West Bank, and confrontations at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. Back in this country, a state appeals court in Texas has stayed a high-profile execution. Melissa Lucio was convicted of beating her 2-year-old daughter to death in 2007. But she claims that new evidence would exonerate her, and she's won growing support. We'll examine the case later in the program. Increased humidity and calmer winds gave firefighters a chance today against wildfires in the plains and southwest. In Nebraska, crews cleared lines around a fire that has covered nearly 80 square miles and killed one person. Meanwhile, two fires in New Mexico have merged into the largest in the state. It's less than 20% contained. And on Wall Street, a tech rally helped stocks rebound late in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 238 points to close at 34,049. The Nasdaq rose 165 points. That was 1%. The S&P 500 added 24. Still to come on the NewsHour, a last-minute reprieve for a Texas woman fighting execution in the death of her 2-year-old daughter. The Supreme Court hears a coach's argument to be able to pray on the football field. Amy Walter and Tamara Keith share their insight on the upcoming primary elections and Trump's influence over the GOP, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.